Are you okay?
Check.
Microphone. Thank you. Good morning. It is good to see you in the place of worship. I love this part of the service. I can shout it out. You are at the right time, in the right place with?
Right people.
Amen. I'm so happy to see you and worship God together this morning. We have a few announcements. You can find some information in your bulletin. And I'm going to mention a couple of things. This month, our loose coin will go to feed our children summer program. So it's going to be really meaningful. And this coming Wednesday, we will start another book study with a book, A Difficult Words of Jesus Christ. Just like many disciples in the Bible, they said, Lord, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I feel that, and we will discuss and study on some word, 9:30 a.m. And graduation Sunday will be on May 22nd, and we will have a Lions Scholarship Award as well at the 10 a.m. service. And, oh, I just want you to know, our church secretary, Mala, she's on vacation. She deserves it. I mean, she has been working really hard. And somebody is not, I mean, doesn't agree with that, but she deserves it. She's her daughter. But, oh, yeah, right. She's on a vacation, but, you know, the office will be open. So you can, I mean, yeah, she has done a lot of work for us, and now she's taking a rest. So I'm really happy for that. Okay, and today, Mary. Oh, I want to mention two things more. The slide before, yeah, you see that. Just checking to see if you are reading this and you passed the test. I talked about our attendance pad, right? I invited you to write down your name and your request, something like that. And one of our church members, he wrote down that one. So I texted him. I knew who that person was. So I texted him back, I passed the test. So you can write down your name, and if you have some request, please write it down. I'm going to read it usually Monday morning or Tuesday morning. So please use that one. And every year, we have our annual conference. It's going to be in June. And during the annual conference, we collect a lot of supplies for Midwest Distribution Center. And finally, we have the list of the stuff we are collecting. You can see that. I'm going to print it out and have it on the board. So if you bring that to the office, I'm going to bring all the stuff to the annual conference. Or you can come to Schaumburg when we have annual conference. Okay? And Mary will be our liturgist today. And let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Good morning. Please stand as you are able and join responsively in the call to worship. Come, all who need help. Our help comes from God, the one who made heaven and earth. Come, all who desire blessings. Our blessing comes from God, the God of Abraham, the God of the ages. Come, all who long for salvation. Our salvation comes from Jesus Christ, the one sent by God to save the world. Our opening hymn is Amazing Grace, verses 1, 2, and 4.
The sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. and Christ my fear relieved. How precious is the grace of fear, the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised to me His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Amen. Please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday, Chris and Renee Duncan and Sue and Manorama. So if you see them, please say happy birthday. Or if you can make a phone call or send a card, it will be really, really good. And we have one couple, wedding anniversaries, Steve and Mary Downs. They joined our 8 a.m. service as well. I'm going to mention a few people and invite you to have them in your prayers. But before that one, we have some joys. Sierra Sotelo, Judy's granddaughter, she graduated cum laude with a bachelor in science, and she's going to pursue the next step in her master's degree, so that's her joy. You could see her smile. She talked about that. It was like, oh, yeah, that's my girl. So happy for that. And I just want to invite you to pray for our step parish and our journey to find our choir director. I love choir. I hope to have choir back. But Step Parish has been working so hard to find the people, a good person for the position, but it's not hard. And the question is when we may start and who's going to be in the team. So I invite all of us to pray for the position, for the person, and the ministry as well. And happy Mother's Day, right? Happy Mother's Day. I see many of you smile, so happy for that, and family together. And in the fellowship hall, you may find these cups. We prepared 50 of them, so after the service, please don't forget to bring one. It's not just for mothers, but all ladies and girls. We recognize, it is my joy, we recognize some people who feel pain today. Some people lost their moms. Some people lost their beloved children. So this today might be really challenging. Some people, they have less have memory or experience with their mom. And some people really want to be mom but couldn't. Today might be really hard, but my joy is we recognize the pain, we recognize their presence, and hear them and pray for them. So it's my joys and also concerns as well. You remember Anne Blackwell? She shared her testimony last Sunday. She wants to share one joy and one prayer request. During the week, she took a test. She's a pharmacist. She took a pharmacy law exam, and she passed. And that was her joy, and she said four more to go. And her husband, Mike, he is really down these days because he has a loving presence, like a mothering figure. His aunt, Kim, had a stroke during the week, and she needs our prayers. So please remember Kim and Mike in your prayers. And Reverend Frank Berman, please remember him and his family in your prayers. His wife Johanna's memorial service will be this coming Saturday. I sent an email to you with incorrect information. It's going to be at 11 a.m., not 11 p.m. Sorry about that. At Dixon First UMC. And the family changed the schedule, so now they will have a visitation, short time, 30 minutes before the memorial service. So you may remember and come visit them. And please continue to have people in Ukraine in your prayers. All the soldiers and all the people who lost their property, housing, their home. More tragic. Somebody who lost their beloved one. Nobody can recover the pain. But we may join with our prayers. So please remember them. And when you see a huge tractor, please be patient. It's planting season. And please have our farmers in our prayers. And let's gather our mind and pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you listen to our prayers. We share our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, because we believe in you. Sometimes we are questioning about your presence in our lives, but we know and believe you are with us, and you call us by name, beloved. God, help us to remember that and find your hand always with us. Like a shepherd tending the flock, you tend to our needs. We remember the people who are struggling, suffering, and the people who are in pain and sorrow. God, we ask you guide those who are lost and filled with worry and fear. And remember and protect those who are in the wrong way. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of mothers and all the mother figures in our lives who have nurtured us and formed us to be who we are. They are called mom, aunt, friend, godmother, or guardians. May these bearers of life be bearers of your loving presence. May they teach their children in the way they should go in the love of God and grace of Jesus Christ. Help them to know they are sowing the seed that will bear the fruit of your spirit. And help them see you whenever they need wisdom. And Lord, this morning we also pray for those who have a hard time on this Mother's Day as they lost their children, as they lost their mom. And some of us lost their relationship and connection to their children or moms. As they are struggling with their hurt feeling, God, be with them and grant them peace, hope, comfort, and strength. While we are celebrating Mother's Day, Lord, help us to think about and pray for our sisters. This morning, we also pray for families, communities, and nations torn apart by violence and wars. Lord, we need you. Heal the broken pieces and places and the people's heart. Give them strength. Find your presence, healing hand. Find the hope and strength so that they may recover and reconcile. Lord, we need you every day. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your strength. We need your inspiration. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. I want to invite you, if you want to offer your special gift, a special song, please contact the office anytime. It's open. As we bless our children, let's sing together, Jesus Loves You, This I Know.
Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you,
Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Doing? All right. That's what I like to hear. So can somebody tell me what today is?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day? I'm glad you all know, and that's awesome. That's a good first, good start. So Mother's Day makes me think of one of my favorite moms in the Bible. That's Jesus' mom, Mary. And I know we just had Easter, but when I think about Mary, I actually think more about Christmas. And there's this one verse about Mary that I think we can all remember today, and I think is super important and exciting. So, when Jesus was born, all of these people, the shepherds and the wise men, we know the story. They come and they see Jesus, and they're telling Mary and Joseph all of these amazing things about him. And the verse that I love is what Mary does. It says, Mary kept these things and treasured them in her heart. So I was thinking today about treasure and what it means to treasure something. So I actually found some treasure in the church. Yeah, look out. So I found some treasure, and it made me think about moms. And it made me think about all of the work that moms and mother figures and people who raise and support us do for us. And so when I was looking at these coins, I was thinking, you know what? This is a pretty good reminder. Hey, buddy. This is a pretty good reminder of a mom's or a mother figure's love for us. It's something we can look at, it's something we can hold, it's something we can think about, and remember that not only was Mary treasuring these things in our heart, but we have things to treasure about our moms and mother figures too. And so what I want you all to do is to think of one thing that you love about your mom or your mother figure. I'll give you 1 second. You don't have to say it out loud. Don't worry. I'm not going to put you on the spot. Everybody got one? Yeah? Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to give each of you a piece of this treasure. And I'm going to leave the rest of the treasure in the back of the fellowship hall over here, so that way when you're going to get your tea mug, you also can get a reminder of the ways that moms are a treasure and that we remember them and that we love them. Will you guys pray with me? All right. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks for moms and mother figures on this Mother's Day. We give thanks for the way that they treasure us and that we are able to return that treasure to them. God, I ask that you help us celebrate today. Celebrate the good things that the women who raised us have done for us. It is in your name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks, guys. Are you going all the way back? Do you want to put this on the table for me?
Awesome.
Oh, no, you can keep those.
When love is found and hope comes home.
Our first scripture reading today is from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Second reading is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. So that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? This is the word of the God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It is not surprising we question ourselves, our life, the meaning of our life, the purpose of our life, and the future of our life. What's going to happen? The Gallup research indicates, it's really interesting, the personal life, the people in the United States, our satisfaction about our personal life, it's really high. It's really high. But our satisfaction about work, community, and the world, it's really low. And it is not surprising a lot of companies and restaurants and a lot of working areas, they couldn't find the people. And the people quit their job. And I believe, I mean, it is about the wage, but it is also about the meaning as well, what they are doing. And I heard over one-third of college students, they want to drop the school. They want to withdraw from their school. And I thought, maybe it is the time we question ourselves, how is it with our soul? What am I doing? So from today, we will have a sermon series with a book, Purpose-Driven Lives, which is kind of old. But still, I believe it speaks and sparks a lot. The next slide. Yes, you might, some of you might say this book has different languages from those we are using, Methodists we are using. I may say, yes, you're right. Of course, the author, Rick Warren, he is a Baptist preacher. But what's interesting is that the sequence of the main focuses on the book, it matches with my sermon series last year we had, Methodist Heritage. And the book begins with our relationship with a God and our calling with God. And